With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. State lawmakers are split on Governor Kristi Noem's decision to not accept President Trump's lost wages assistance help. South Dakota unemployment claims are around three times the amount they were before the coronavirus pandemic hit. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Governor Noem says South Dakota is in the fortunate position of not needing to accept unemployment assistance from the feds. Trump's executive order would give unemployed workers $400 a week, but it's a cost share. The feds pay $300 and the state pays $100. The state would even get to use some of the $1.25 billion from the CARES Act. State Senator Gary Kamak agrees with the governor's choice. The Republican from Union Center says earlier unemployment assistance worked great, but the state should incentivize getting back to work.
Now we're getting to the point where businesses are starting to open back up and they're needing employees. So we want to do everything we can to encourage that those folks to get, you know, to go back to work and get the South Dakota economy rolling again.
Kamak acknowledges a certain population will have extenuating circumstances where they couldn't or shouldn't return to work, but that state policy has to apply to the large majority of South Dakotans. Sioux Falls Democrat Jamie Smith says the governor's position is disappointing. The House minority leader says South Dakota families could use that money to pay rent, mortgages, and feed their families.
The repercussions of the virus are yet to be felt throughout our state completely. I just think it's a mistake not to accept that money. The $100 from the state, I believe that we could use the $975 million that we have that we're trying to figure out how to allocate. We could tap into that to pay the state's $100 portion.
State lawmakers are debating whether to have a special session. Congress gave states a deadline of December 30th to spend those CARES Act dollars. Some state lawmakers are hoping for a deadline extension to spend that money. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
The head of a South Dakota banking group says Congress should make it easier for small businesses to get pandemic loans forgiven. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Kurt Everson is president of the South Dakota Bankers Association. He's also on the State Council of Economic Advisors. The council met Tuesday by Zoom. Everson says bankers are worried about the Paycheck Protection Program. That's the emergency loan program created by Congress during the pandemic. The Small Business Administration used local banks to make the loans. The loans are forgivable if most of the money is spent on payroll. But Everson says the process is complicated.
The loan forgiveness forms and processes that Treasury developed and gave to SBA look like something that came out of the IRS, honestly.
Everson says that's put a burden on small businesses.
We kind of feel as the lending industry that the small business community has enough challenges facing them right now. They don't need to go through and have to hire CPAs or lawyers to help them fill out their PPP loan forgiveness application.
He says Congress should adopt a simpler forgiveness process for loans under $150,000. 87% of the loans in South Dakota are under that amount.
It would be nice to be able to have those loans be forgiven by a simple one-page attestation by the borrower that says, I spent the money the way Congress intended.
Everson also says the government won't pay loan service fees to banks until the forgiveness process is complete. He's worried that could take a long time if the forgiveness process is not simplified. The Paycheck Protection Program loaned $525 billion nationally to more than 5 million businesses. In South Dakota, about 23,000 businesses received loans totaling $1.7 billion. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
An investigation into sex trafficking at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally has resulted in the arrest of eight men in South Dakota. U.S. Attorney Ron Parsons has announced that two of the men had been arrested on charges of attempting commercial sex trafficking of a minor. Six others were arrested for attempting to entice a minor using the internet. The investigation was conducted by both federal and South Dakota law enforcement officers and operated for the entire duration of the 10-day rally. The annual event was expected to draw at least 250,000 people to western South Dakota.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.